It wasn't moving any, and I made sure I tightened the antenna real good. I'll double check it when I get home, but I'm actually getting now to about where I start to hear it, so it might be losing me now.
Nope, transmission's still the same. It's still strong. Just like I said, a little bit of a pop in the background, but that's it.
And I'm getting that on my end, too. I don't know if maybe it's the radio or what's going on.
That's possible. I mean, you could have heard it just a little bit with that high SWR.
I tell you, it must be working better, though, because I'm past the point of where I would usually key up, because it wouldn't do me any good. You wouldn't be able to tell what I was saying.
Yeah, you only dropped one bar off my antenna scale while you're talking to me now, so it's definitely better.
Sweet. Sounds like we got her tuned right in, then.
Yeah, I think we can live with that SWR that you got now. It'll be good. If you wanted to change the antenna, we could probably get it down even lower.
Yeah, I might look into some and see. I don't know if maybe some of the noise is coming from that antenna. Maybe it's the bass, because that all came with the cord and everything in it. So I don't know. We'll have to do some testing and playing around with it.
Your coil, too, your load coil on your antenna, I have seen where those are loose internally and will cause this problem, too.
Well, I've got that other one, so I can put that on there and test and see what it does. It might make a difference.
Yeah, I would just use your top piece, though, and put that in the other lower end and then see what that does.
I can't believe you're still getting me, because I have not been able to transmit this far down the road.
It's amazing what a little bit of antenna tuning will do.
I'm getting ready to head down into another hole, so I'll transmit from down there and see how that does.
Sounds good. I'll wait for your transmission.